My precious heart dwellers, thank you so much for your gracious response to cover the needs of a community. We were even able to give our usual offerings for trafficked children around the world and also for Eric's mission to the poor and handicapped in Nicaragua. What a burden was lifted from our hearts when we were able to do this. I want to share with you an incident that occurred yesterday with Ezekiel, my husband. At certain times, he goes into a kind of travail that mirrors the passion of our Lord. The intensity varies according to the urgency of things on the Lord's heart, and we all gather round him and begin to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. But yesterday, it was off the charts as he described what he was seeing in the Spirit and violently grabbed his heart and chest time after time after time. This whole episode went on for more than an hour and left us all completely spent. After it was all over and he was able to speak, he described what he saw and heard in the Lord's and Our Lady's Passion. For the first time in his life, he actually felt in the first person Our Lady's Passion when the Lord was placed in her arms, and he began wailing and sobbing over and over again. My baby, what have they done to you? Oh, what have they done? As she held Jesus in her arms, he became the child Jesus, all torn and bloody. And then Ezekiel saw many children all around her, all of them torn and bloody. She kept picking up and holding them, weeping over each one. And Ezekiel was made to understand that these children represented us, our souls, the Father's children. And Our Lady said, "Pray and comfort my son from within my mantle, which I have spread around you, because it is the Lord's provision for you to have a loving mother. And if you will humble yourself and just be the child that we all must become again, when you come under my covering, you are also completely under the Lord's covering." A mother knows if a relationship with her son is healthy and what pleases or displeases him. She knows how to present you to him in the best possible way. "And when you comfort my son, I also receive comfort from you and will impart particularly strong graces of precious union with him, because you are within my motherly covering and deeply affected, and cannot escape the sweetness of our reciprocal love for one another. Come under my mantle, children, and bring comfort to us by your deep concern. Nothing is more painful to my son than an indifferent soul who has no compassion for the suffering of others and for us." Lord, do you have something to say? Claire, I know how terribly painful it was for you to see your husband in that kind of travail. I understand your repugnance for that excruciating level of suffering. Nevertheless, beloved, he has given himself to me for yet another year of intercession involving suffering, and you as well gave your consent. Your country will not be saved by prayer alone. Deep travail is necessary to keep justice moving forward. I know, Claire, I know how you are still reeling from what you saw, but haven't I promised you that he will be restored? What he has given me is precious, and I receive it with great reverence. I wish for you to feel the very same way about it. Even though these sufferings are what a dying man would suffer, life is being brought into your world and into this country. These are priceless sufferings, and your cooperation with them is very much like my mother's sufferings with me. Your consent is another precious gift I treasure, because your heart is for whatever I ask of you. Lord, please make me stronger. You know how I collapse when I see him suffering this way. Jesus replied, "I want you to tuck into my mother's mantle more and more when these things happen. She will give you the grace to assist you, for I've given it into her hands to distribute as she sees fit."